There have been numerous incidents lately involving loose dogs causing harm to animals and, in one case, a person. The Hainesboro Police Department posted a notice on its Facebook page today that it will be actively enforcing borough rules regarding dogs at large and citing owners who fail to comply. There have been 3 incidents reported to Hainesboro Police in the last month involving loose dogs creating disturbances. This week, police were notified that a roaming dog bit a young boy. On June 15th, a cat was killed on its owner's property by 2 loose dogs. On May 30th, the police responded to a call about multiple dogs chasing moose calves at 3 Mile on the Haines Highway. Police Chief Heath Scott says that the nature of the incidents and the short period of time in which they occurred was a cause for concern.
With these 3 occasions, it was enough to make mention to the public that we would like to see owners of animals take a concerted effort to make sure that they're secure and that the owners understand that they're responsible for these dogs.
According to Hainesboro Code, it is unlawful for the owner or keeper of a dog to permit or allow that dog to be at large. Penalties for violating this rule vary depending on whether the dog has been spayed or neutered. Owners that let unaltered dogs roam risk a fine of $150, while altered dogs carry a fine of only $50. Scott says he understands when owners allow their dogs to walk off-leash and that losing track of a dog on occasion is normal. He is more concerned with people who let their dogs wander the streets unsupervised on a regular basis.
We're not talking about the one-offs, the accidentals. We're talking about people that regularly allow their dogs to kind of roam free. We have to take a second look at that. We have to remind people that that's unacceptable. It's especially unacceptable if your animal is not well-behaved or an animal that's prone to biting or an animal with a high prey drive.
Scott says that police intervention in pet-related incidents depends on many factors.
It could be a situation where a dog has bitten someone. It could be a situation where a homeowner of a residence has a dog that's unsecure that walks onto the property and they're concerned about the safety of their family. We're not cracking down, so to speak, on this. We're just trying to enforce every unique situation the best we can.
The Haines Animal Rescue Kennel, or HARC, is under contract with the borough to provide animal services in conjunction with the police department. While HARC provides animal control services, enforcing borough rules on dog ownership falls on the police. However, Scott says HARC may provide advice on how to deal with particularly troublesome dogs.
For instance, let's say we have a dog that has had 1 or 2 bites, then we're going to ask HARC professionals to assess that animal to make sure that that animal's safe to be in the community.
HARC is the only organization providing care for dogs in the Haines Borough. It operates a shelter 24/7, which takes in roaming dogs that have been picked up by police or HARC staff. Since there is no veterinary service in the Hainesboro, the organization also offers spay and neutering clinics. At the last clinic, staff treated 65 dogs. HARC director Tracy Mikowski says that much of their work focuses on education and outreach. Reuniting owners with their pets gives staff an opportunity to have a conversation about responsible care.